Turbulence in Particle-Laden Midplane Layers of Planet-Forming Disks, by Debanjan Sengupta et al. We examine the settled particle layers of planet-forming disks in which the streaming instability SI is thought to be either weak or inactive. A suite of low to moderate resolution three-dimensional simulations in a 0.2H sized box, where H is the pressure scale height, are performed using pencil for two Stokes numbers, equals 0.04 and 0.2, at 1% disk metallicity. We find a complex of Ekman layer jet flows emerge subject to three co-acting linearly growing processes, 1, the Kelvin-Helmholtz instability, KHI, 2, the planet-forming disk analog of the baroclinic symmetric instability, SIMI, and 3, a later time weakly acting secondary transition process, possibly a manifestation of the SI, producing a radially propagating pattern state. For equals 0.2, KHI is dominant and manifest as off midplane axisymmetric rolls, while for equals 0.04 the axisymmetric SIMI mainly drives turbulence. SIMI is analytically developed in a model disk flow, predicting that it becomes strongly active when the Richardson number Re of the particle gas midplane layer transitions below 1, exhibiting growth rates is less than or equal to 2 omega, where omega is local disk rotation rate. For fairly general situations absent external sources of turbulence, it is conjectured that the SI, when and if initiated, emerges out of a turbulent state primarily driven and shaped by at least SIMI and or KHI. We also find that turbulence produced in 256 to the power of 3 resolution simulations are not statistically converged, and that corresponding 512 to the power of 3 simulations may be converged for equals 0.2. Furthermore, we report that our numerical simulations significantly dissipate turbulent kinetic energy on scales less than 6 to 8 grid points. This was Turbulence in Particle-Laden Midplane Layers of Planet-Forming Disks, by Debanjan Sengupta et al.